It's Wednesday, October 19th, 2016, and here are the stories we're covering this week. Firefox and Chrome are constantly writing to disk, which could be shortening your SSD's lifespan. A newly discovered systemd vulnerability could cause instability in Linux systems. Saya, a high school student from Japan, is computer generated, but you might not realize it to look at her. UK officials plan to ram drones into passenger planes on purpose. Verizon's $4.8 billion takeover deal for Yahoo may be doomed. And a drone-related injury could cost the Cleveland Indians the World Series. These stories are coming right up. Don't go anywhere.
Jeff Weston.
Yeah, man.
You're building a brand new, beautiful website.
What?
Aren't you?
No. Am I?
Oh, you're a terrible actor.
What?
This is where acting comes into play.
Oh, I didn't know we were acting.
You're supposed to act.
Okay, fair enough. All right.
Yeah, I'm building a really cool website. Are you building a really cool website? You need hosting. One of the things about a hosting account is you don't want to have limitations put on your website.
That's true.
How much hard drive space do you have? How many email accounts? How many domains can point to it? Well, we've got an amazing deal for you. For a very limited time, cat5.tv/dreamhost. For just $5 and a bit of change per month, you are going to get unlimited website hosting, unlimited email accounts on that hosting service. You are also going to receive a free domain name.
Ooh.
So your own .com.
Nice.
To put that amazing website that you've been working on
there.
If you want to build a WordPress site, fine. Sign up. cat5.tv/dreamhost.
Just don't put Panama papers on it.
Just don't do it. But hey, it's a great deal, folks. Best deal you're going to find. $5 and change per month. Go to cat5.tv/dreamhost.
I'm Sasha Dermatis, and here are the top stories for the week of October 19th, 2016. It has been discovered that modern browsers, including Firefox and Chrome, are writing excessively to disk, even when you aren't at your computer. The problem? It's quite possibly shortening the life of your drive. We don't need to go into details about how magnetic hard drive works in comparison to a solid state or SSD hard drive, but instead let's focus on the simple fact that your web browser is adding unnecessary wear and tear. Firefox and Chrome have a fantastic, sometimes life-saving feature, Session Restore. The browser constantly saves the current browser state, such as how many browser windows are open, number of tabs, what URLs you are on, and the contents of each of those pages. If the browser crashes or you reboot your computer with the browser still open, it simply reloads all the content from the session in store as if nothing had happened. Whew. The problem is that Firefox is saving the state every 15 seconds, and unfortunately, it's not doing so in an efficient manner. It seems to simply be saving everything each time, whether anything has changed or not, and it's saving the actual contents of the page. If you have a large page with lots of images on it, the Session Restore feature will write all of that over and over again to disk. It's even saving this information when the computer is idle. The person who discovered this left Firefox open with a few browser windows and tabs open and found Firefox writing about 10 gigabytes of data each day. And it turns out Chrome is writing even more, up to 20 gigabytes per day. That is an excessive amount of writes to your SSD. To be fair, when the Session Restore feature was implemented, most people were still using traditional magnetic hard drives. However, now that SSD has taken over the world, this clearly is a problem. While a number of users are changing the interval through the browser settings, we don't recommend this if you rely on the Session Restore feature. Instead, you can either move your browser's temporary storage to a magnetic drive, a separate, perhaps cheaper SSD that you don't mind replacing if wear and tear takes it out, or just hang tight until the browser authors come up with a better solution, such as checking if a session has changed before saving it to disk. Funny little story about this actual news story is that while I was pre-reading the news today,
mm-hmm.
I had just recently done an update to my Chrome on my laptop, and Chrome shut down unexpectedly.
Oh!
Which was kind of ironic and awesome, because then when I opened it again, it said, did you want to restore? And I was
there
like,
there you go. It's like, oh.
In
touché
fact,
news.
Yeah. One for the news.
Mm.
All right. Linux users are being warned about a recently discovered System D vulnerability that could shut down a system using a command short enough to send in a tweet. If left unpatched, the flaws could allow a remote attacker to crash the system or retrieve delicate information. Update your systems immediately. SSL Mate founder and Linux administrator Andrew Iyer spotted the bug, which has the potential to kill a number of critical commands while making others unstable. Iyer said a vulnerability like this shouldn't be possible in such an important operating system component and wouldn't be possible if systemd were better designed. He added that there is cause for concern, especially as systemd replaces more and more components of the Linux operating system. A patch has reportedly been released on GitHub and Canonical, and Canonical announced a series of patches that can immediately be applied to Ubuntu-based distros. So that's good news. Also good news that it came out in the news so quick. So thank you. Because now we can fix it good and quick. All right. Japanese high school student Saya has flawless skin, shiny hair, and her uniform is always clean. That's not surprising since her parents are computer graphics artists who work together to design their own virtual child. When Saya was first unveiled about a year ago by creators Teruyuki and Yuka Ishiwaka, she blew viewers away. She's so realistic, from her perfectly crafted features and the ultra-high detailed skin to the way the light catches each individual strand of hair. People were scratching their heads in amazement. This month has seen Saya get an upgrade of sorts, bringing her into the moving world. This video of Saya shown at this year's CTEC, or Combined Exhibition of Advanced Technologies, shows her smiling and nodding at the camera. It is said that Saya's CGI designer parents have effectively bridged the uncanny valley. The term refers to our natural sense of unease around things that are almost but not quite human-like, robots or CGI children for that matter. The parents have created a character that's both appealing and fascinating to look at. And I agree. She is incredible and has perfect hair and great posture. And when she actually does turn around at us and blinks, it's not that creepy, weird blinkiness like that. I don't know. I'm an uncanny valley victim. I find myself completely creeped out by things like badly implemented.
The CGI from when I was a kid.
Yeah, there was that one. It was like a Christmas movie, and there was a train, and there were people that looked almost like...
Oh, yes.
You know what?
Those things are terrible. The poor animation stuff.
Oh
yeah.
Do you know the one I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I can't remember what it was called.
The one that had... Tom Hanks or something. Yeah, Tom Hanks, the Orient Express.
Oh, yeah.
Was it?
Whichever one it was, it gave me nightmares.
It was creepy.
Yeah, the Uncanny Valley is not my friend.
Not so much with Saya, though.
Saya.
Looks pretty real.
Yeah, I would be proud to call her my daughter. Okay.
Except you'd be crazy.
Well, she has parents, right?
Parents, yeah.
Yeah, I bet you she'll star in movies and stuff.
I wonder if, right? If she's a model, quite literally a 3D model, then you could just import her into movie sets and
I want her to import be in video into, games and stuff.
That'd be neat. Yeah, she'd be a superhero.
Then I want her to
do anything.
I want her to age also.
That'd be so much work. Oh my goodness.
Okay. After a number of close calls in recent months, UK officials are committed to safety testing drones that share the air with passenger jets by crashing them into one another mid-flight. committing more than 250,000 pounds or $304,962, the Department for Transport and Civil Aviation Authority teamed with the Ministry of Defense to carry out the tests on 5,000 square miles of restricted airspace in Snowdonia, Wales. Dr. Peter Downer of the Ministry of Defense says we are conducting mid-air collision studies for the CAA to look at impact of aircraft with unmanned vehicles. There is a series of trials about the security risks, and we need to continue this with a commercial study. There will be further studies of mid-air collisions of drone impact with fuselage and windows. According to the National Air Traffic Service, there are now more than 2 million drones competing for airspace in Britain. Many more are set to come online in the coming years, and testing on empty flights is an attempt to learn more about the potential ramifications if one of Britain's reported 23 near misses over a six-month period were to actually make contact. The Next Web calls it a toddler mentality of ramming things together to see what happens.
Can I just say?
Yes.
If those are unmanned planes that they are ramming the drones into.
Yes.
Does that not make those unmanned planes drones? The world's biggest, most expensive drones?
I guess so.
Ooh.
I like the idea of this only because you can only
because it's awesome
and you can only what if so much until you actually do it.
What if you flew a teeny drone in a school lunchroom, right?
Yeah, you have to do it to see.
Oh, C-128D is so going to comment.
I like this. I think we should do this more. Like here. Okay.
Okay. We can experiment. I got lots of drones.
Yeah, we should
fly them into
together.
Things. That's our new YouTube channel. Flying drones into things.
I actually think I would fail miserably at this. Do you know how hard it would be to actually hit another flying drone with your drone?
Unless it was huge.
Difficult. Yeah, if it was
like
the size of a
passenger
plane.
Airplane.
Yeah. What if it hits the window? What if it
hits? Let's aim for the window then.
That would be a really fun job to have. Okay.
Just so you know, the drone would explode. The plane would probably be okay. Pretty sure.
Yes.
Pretty sure they make those reasonably strong.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Verizon in July said it would buy Yahoo for $4.83 billion and merge it with AOL. Since that time, Yahoo has faced a lot of bad press. Earlier this month, news reports said the U.S. government had Yahoo surveil user emails for intelligence information. And last month, Yahoo disclosed hackers swiped personal information associated with at least half a billion Yahoo accounts, marking the biggest data breach in history. Now, Verizon's general counsel has told some reporters, including the Washington Post, that they are leaning toward declaring Yahoo's huge data breach a material event. That likely means Verizon wouldn't have offered as much money or made a bid for Yahoo at all had it had known about the hack earlier. The Washington Post said Thursday the decision is likely to will halt the acquisition. Smart move. Verizon General Counsel's Craig Silliman said, "I think we have a reasonable basis to believe right now that the impact is material, and we're looking to Yahoo to demonstrate to us the full impact if they believe that it's not. They'll need to show us that, but the process is in the works." A Verizon spokesman, when asked if a material finding kills the acquisition, said that the statement stands on its own, nothing more. I really honestly think that when I heard about this breach, I thought, is there any way they can backtrack and get out of this? I really, and I guess evidently there is. If there's a material, I don't know what exactly.
Sure, but Yahoo?
Bye-bye.
Yeah, your biggest asset is your users.
Yeah. Mm.
Which you don't have anymore.
Bye-bye.
Yikes. Goodbye.
All right.
You are the weakest link, Yahoo.
Goodbye. Off the island. Okay. Baseball has been played for more than 150 years, but Monday night marked a historic milestone. the first time a professional player has to leave a game due to a drone injury. Trevor Bauer, a self-described drone fanatic and one of the top pitchers for the Cleveland Indians, had to leave Game 3 of the American League Division Series just after just two outs and 21 pitches into the first inning, after the pinky finger on his pitching hand started bleeding profusely. Bauer cut his finger on a drone rotor last week. He was originally scheduled to start Game 2 on Saturday against the Toronto Blue Jays, but was pushed back a game in hopes that the injury would heal enough that he could play. On Sunday, Bauer brought the offending drone to a news conference in Toronto, where he explained what happened, saying, "So I plugged it in, like I've done thousands and thousands of times, and for whatever reason, it was just sitting like this, and I was plugging in the battery, and my finger just happened to be right here, and for whatever reason, these three propellers didn't spin like they were supposed to, and this one spun up to max throttle. It never happened to me before. I have no idea why it happened, and my finger just happened to be in the way of the prop, and it cut me." Unless he can heal quickly, his drone hobby could have a huge impact on the Indians' chances to win their first ever World Series since 1948. Though Cleveland won Monday's game, Bauer's injury will force the team to rework its already injury-depleted pitching rotation. I am a big fan of the Toronto Blue Jays, so...
She, like, cut them up with drones, those Indians.
Yeah, I'm like, your finger just happened to be there because the Blue Jays deserve a
First
win.
Of all, dude, that is a homebrew drone. So if something went wrong, probably your fault.
Yeah,
you built it yourself.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that in his press conference, the way I read it anyway, he was definitely blaming himself. He was definitely admitting.
Yeah.
I've done it thousands and thousands, and it just so happened.
I'm just glad to see. Before. I am glad to see that the props are actually affixed to that drone, because as soon as I heard this story, my first thought was, why would you fire up your drone with the props on? Because at least typically you would fire up a larger drone with the props off.
Right.
So the motors spin up, but there aren't any propellers on them.
Right.
So it wouldn't cut you.
Well.
Maybe that's his next upgrade.
Maybe this is what the Blue Jays needed, because it hasn't been looking good.
Well, they were 3-0 against the Indians, so the Indians are winning by a landslide up until the show started.
Yeah.
But they're playing right now, right?
So yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know either. I'm glad that we don't find out actually while we're on air, because then I'd just be like...
Somebody out there probably knows the results of the game unless it's still on.
Please don't tell me.
Because we're live.
Yeah, that's true. Big thanks this week to Albuquerque Turkey, Roy W. Nash, and Frank/Brittany, and our community of viewers for submitting stories to us. If you found a news story that you'd like to send, email it to newsroom@category5.tv. For all your tech news with a slight Linux bias, visit the Category5.tv newsroom at newsroom.category5.tv. For the Category5.tv newsroom, I'm Sasha Dermatis.